Okay, welcome to the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board meeting.
As far as I'm concerned.
You're 6 feet from anybody, so it's okay.
Great.
Just don't spit on us or hock a loogie on us or anything, and you'll be fine, yeah. You'll be fine. Okay, who wants to give the prayer?
Marjorie, can you pull the microphone over there?
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, who wants to give the invocation?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Our Heavenly Father, we're deeply grateful for our many blessings. We're thankful for the opportunity to be able to gather here. We're thankful for the beautiful community that we live in and for the opportunity we have to be able to discuss those things that affect that community and have a say in some of the things that go on here. We ask that as this meeting progresses that we'll be able to understand each other and be able to come to a solution that will be best beneficial for this community. We thank thee for our many blessings and recognize thy hand in all our many blessings, and we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hey, would everybody please remain standing? We're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. I'm Margie Holland. I'm the chairperson of the Moapa Valley Town Advisory Board. And our vice chair looks like she's not here. Is she not coming today?
I haven't heard from her.
Okay.
Okay. Jane Porter, board member.
Jean Houston, board member.
Lois Hall, board member.
I'm Amelia Smith, with Commissioner Merrill for Project Focus.
Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote will be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public. Okay, we need an approval of the minutes for March 11th, 2020.
I don't even know if I remember that far back, but I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, do I hear a second?
A second.
Okay. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We need an approval of this agenda.
I'll make a motion to accept the agenda as written.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, there's no informational items. Planning and zoning. UC 20-0251 TEP Holdings LLC use permit for proposed massage establishment within the existing commercial building on 0.5 acres in a C2 general commercial zone in Moapa Valley Overlay District, generally located on the east side of Moapa Valley Boulevard, 220 feet north of Trace Lobos Avenue within Moapa Valley. In other words, the old bookstore, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to talk about
what? Sorry, I'm trying to follow along and not sure how all of this works, so.
Okay.
Yeah, let me first introduce myself. I'm Mackenzie Huff. Thank you. I'm Mackenzie Huff, and I'm a licensed massage therapist. I've been doing alcohol in the valley and have my business license to do alcohol and would like to establish a spot to call my own, a little room to rent where clients can actually come to me. It works out a little easier and a little better for everyone involved. There's not a lot of options for massage in this area, and there's actually pretty high demand for that service. So I think it would be really beneficial to open up a massage establishment, and I'm hoping to be able to rent a room out of that building and be able to call it my massage establishment. It's just me. I will be the only massage therapist there, so just the one table in the room. I'm operating within the hours of 8 to 9, which is the hours that we're supposed to operate in, Monday through Friday. I've been contacted actually by a couple medical personnel in the Valley, chiropractors, doctors, and whatnot, that have patients or clients that are looking for this particular service. And so I've been able to get in touch with people and work on people who need this service. And kind of like I said before, we're just expand possibilities if I could open up an established spot where clients could come and they don't have to travel all the way to Las Vegas or all the way to Mesquite to get the healing and help that they need for their bodies, especially after receiving chiropractor adjustments or physical therapy sessions. So,
okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions in the audience? Vernon, you have any questions? No? Does the board have any questions ever?
I don't have any questions.
Do you have any questions? Okay. Do I hear a motion on this?
I'll make a motion. I make a motion that we approve UC-20-0251 for a use permit for the proposed massage established within the existing commercial building that was listed.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
I'll make a second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Now we have no general business. Comments by the general public.
I do have a few. So the 2020 census actually provided a public comment. You each have a copy of that. I'll include it with the minutes. They are still offering folks jobs with the census. I don't know if you want to read it or...
It's where?
So I gave you two sheets of paper. It's to your left.
Oh, on this one.
Yep. So there's contact information. If you're interested, you can reach out to Shalita Guzman. Also, there's an update that's provided by Arlene Alvarez, and she's also provided her contact information if anyone is interested or has questions for her.
Shanna, you're already doing the census, right?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
She's already working as a census taker, so.
Yeah, and I just think they're still actively looking
yes.
for folks.
Yes, uh-huh. They are. Yeah. For numerators, yes, ma'am.
So then also, you should have received an email from me that speaks to small business grants.
Yes.
You did, you received that?
Yes.
So if anyone has any questions, they can reach out to Shannon Coleman at 702-455-6489. She's with the Community and Economic Development group within Clark County. Also on that same attachment, there are personnel at UNLV who are dedicated to help people with that permit, but not the permit process, but the application process if they need someone to help them walk them through that. A little bit of an update where we left off the last meeting, Alex mentioned Transform Clark County, where they're going to go over the Clark County Master Plan and Title 30. Of course, that was postponed due to COVID. They're looking to bring that back up in September, they're hoping. You can also go onto the website at, let me see. It's Transform Clark County at, that's an email. I apologize. Let me see. It's www.transformclarkcounty.com. They are welcoming people to fill out a survey if they have any input, but those are the three updates that I have for you.
The only question I have is, in Title 30, we also have an in for non-urban standards. Mm-hmm. Is that going to be affected?
I think the rule
is going to be affected.
Yeah.
Great.
Hopefully that changes.
It doesn't guarantee that Title 30 will have...
Does that come from the new governor's office?
What now?
Does that come from the new governor's office?
No, this is within Clark County.
Okay.
Does anyone else have anything?
No. Do I have any public comment from anybody? No? Okay, our next meeting date is August 12th, 2020. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you all.
Yeah. That was short and sweet, huh?
How come that had to be on the agenda?
Because it's a use permit.
In
that zone, it requires a use permit for that practice.
For that particular business.
Yeah, so they had to apply for a use permit to be able to do that in that zone. That's why.
All right.
So I can...